We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Tom Pyle, president of the Institute for Energy Research. Mr. Pyle has written a letter to President-elect Barack Obama encouraging Obama to take significant steps towards increasing America's energy independence, and that includes taking advantage of the many resources we have right underneath our own oceans as well as our own land. He is also with us to explain his reaction to the change at the top of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, where Henry Waxman is the new chairman now instead of John Dingell, who held that post for many years. And Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the second story. John Dingell has been a fixture in Congress, of course, for more than half a century. He was known to be obviously a Democrat, but one who was more friendly, perhaps, to the manufacturing sector and business than Henry Waxman will be in that role. How significant of a change is this?
Very significant. You know, Dingell, whether or not you agreed with him, he was definitely known as someone who was both insightful, reasonable, and pragmatic. Incoming Chairman Waxman is none of those.
Explain what his record is and why it concerns you.
Well, he's been in Washington for a very long time, and he comes from a very liberal enclave in California. He's an unabashed liberal, if you will, and he has very clear that he supports increased regulations on the energy industry.
In terms of an Obama energy agenda, how could it look different with Henry Waxman leading the way in crafting the legislation?
Well, it can best be summed up by his own supporters who, and I'm paraphrasing here, but basically said, what a breath of fresh air. He's really going to streamline and accelerate this cap-and-trade legislation for climate change and is going to do a lot of the things that we've been hoping to do for a very long time with respect to getting us off of fossil fuels and subsidizing the alternative energy, as they call it.
Talk a little bit about the energy agenda. As you mentioned, cap and trade seems to be something Obama would like to pursue. It's also something John McCain said he would have pursued had he been elected. You wrote a letter to the president-elect suggesting a very different approach to energy independence. Explain what you stressed in that letter.
Sure thing. Well, our perspective is that if Senator Obama wants to reduce our dependence on foreign sources of energy from unstable regions, the best thing he can do is stay the course. Over the past few months, Congress, the President, and the Department of Interior, who manages the oil and gas leases on our own lands, have announced some pretty good news. First, we had the lifting of the offshore energy bans that have been in place for the better part of 30 years. And now, figures from the Department of Interior indicate that production is up. Oil and natural gas production has been on the increase, which is great for consumers because it signifies that we're definitely getting serious about going after our own energy. And unfortunately, what we've heard from President-elect Obama's advisors, incoming advisors, and this news today on the Hill with respect to Chairman Waxman sends the exact opposite signal.
We heard different things from, at the time, Senator Obama on the trail. At one point, he was very much opposed to drilling. Then towards the end, he would kind of give a passing affirmation to drilling and then go on and talk about his plan to spend $150 billion over 10 years to develop renewable sources of energy. At the same time, he and Joe Biden were on the record against clean coal. Then they said they were for clean coal. So what can we know for sure that they'd be willing to pursue here?
Well, I think you go back to the statements that they made when they didn't think they were, quote-unquote, on the record. When Senator Biden spoke to a woman in, I believe it was Ohio, about coal, he said, we don't want to build coal plants here. Senator Obama, now President-elect Obama, said something similar, but straight up, where he basically said, you know, you can build a coal plant here, but with our cap-and-trade bill, it'll just go bankrupt, so what's the point? I mean, you know, there's a very different worldview here, and that is they don't see the value, both from a job creation value, from economic stimulus to helping to revitalize our slumping economy, to raising revenue for the government in the form of taxes and royalties from drilling on our offshore lands. They don't see the numerous multiple benefits of oil, natural gas, and coal production here in the United States, and it's unfortunate.
Tom, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
Thank you.
Tom Pyle is president of the Institute for Energy Research. That concludes this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Many thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. A reminder that you can find the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day on our website, dateline.radioamerica.org. That's dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus, reminding you to join us again once again tomorrow at this very same time for Dateline Washington.